I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for January 12, 2026. The Lexington Fayette County Health Department reports a potential measles exposure in the city. Shepard Snyder has more on the story.
The exposure stems from an unvaccinated out-of-state visitor staying at the Hyatt Place in Hamburg from December 31st to January 2nd. The visitor also dined at the Panera Bread on Ali Sheba Way January 1st. The Cabinet for Health and Family Services reports 13 cases of measles statewide, including 6 in Fayette County, 3 in Woodford County, and 1 in Franklin County. 2 cases have also been reported in Jefferson County and 1 in Todd County. An exposure was also reported last month in Grant County from a traveler who visited the Ark Encounter theme park in Williamstown and stayed at the Holiday Inn in Dry Ridge. Measles is a respiratory disease that can be dangerous for babies or young children. The CHFS says those exposed should watch for symptoms like fever, cough, runny nose, red eyes, and rashes for 21 days, and to contact your healthcare provider if symptoms develop. Health officials say getting vaccinated is the best way to stay protected from measles. I'm Shepard Snyder.
A new poll suggests few Kentuckians have benefited from reductions in the state income tax. National pollsters Change Research, which leans progressive, surveyed more than 2,000 residents in early December, and only 9% said the cuts were helping them personally. A majority of respondents said lawmakers should instead focus on improving schools and health care while bringing down the cost of living. Senate Majority Whip Mike Wilson of Bowling Green says the findings don't reflect what he's heard from constituents.
You take a person that makes somewhere around $60,000 a year, that's $1,500 of your money that you get to put back in your pocket and not send to the government. I think you can spend it a lot better than we can, and everybody else seems to think so that I talk to.
As Kentuckians get to keep more of their earnings, Senator Wilson says state revenue has increased since the Republican legislature began lowering Kentucky's income tax rate in 2022, when it stood at 5%. The state tax rate dropped another half percentage point on January 1st to 3.5%. The eventual goal of the GOP is to eliminate the tax altogether. The Kentucky Center for Economic Policy maintains the cuts will cost the state billions of dollars that could go to vital services like education. Another year of celebrations honoring Martin Luther King Jr. is starting up in Western Kentucky this week. Events begin Thursday at the Capitol Performing Arts Center with a Black History Quiz Bowl and a birthday celebration for the late King. Felicia Bland is acting chair of the BG-MLK Planning Committee. She said organizing the event is a years-long effort, but well worth seeing the community come together.
We all work so hard throughout the year to raise funds, keep it in mind exactly what the day will represent, and that's just a day of unity, a day of peace.
The celebrations continue next Monday on MLK Junior Day with an annual memorial breakfast at Parker Bennett Curry Elementary, a memorial march at the Warren County Justice Center, and a celebration of King's life at the State Street Baptist Church. Kentucky Power proposed a rate increase of about 15% to the Kentucky Public Service Commission to take effect this year. After hearing public pushback in 3 hearings in the service territory, it has proposed a smaller increase of 12%. The company will use deferred tax liabilities to reduce the increases further for 2 years. With state tax deferral, customers would see an 8% increase over current rates this year and a 9% increase next year. In a statement, Kentucky Power spokeswoman Sarah Lynch said the company is committed to balancing affordability with the investments needed to keep power reliable for Eastern Kentucky. The Kentucky Commission is supposed to hear the case later this week. Learn more when you visit us online at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.